For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. Three-month-old Tegan Berghoff is a happy baby.
She loves to laugh. She loves to have fun.
Ebony Johnson is thankful to be able to give her young daughter that attention. She faced a scare during her pregnancy. 40-year-old Johnson was taking two opioid medications to deal with pain from a back problem when she found out she was pregnant.
There was a chance that I could have lost my baby if I did not receive the proper treatment.
When a pregnant mom is taking opioids, there's a risk her baby could suffer neonatal abstinence syndrome, more commonly known as withdrawal. The National Institute of Drug Abuse reports it's frighteningly common. One baby is born with withdrawal every 25 minutes. Johnson had trouble finding a doctor willing to treat her at home in Myrtle Beach, so she had to drive to Charleston regularly to see a physician who specializes in treating women in her situation. That doctor helped Johnson scale down on one of the two medicines she was taking during her pregnancy.
Titrated me down every month to a healthy dosage and to where I was off of it right before I went in to deliver.
And she gave birth to a healthy baby girl. Johnson attributes that to Dr. Connie Gill. She's a reproductive psychiatrist at the Medical University of South Carolina and treats pregnant women using opioid medications.
Week to week, we're making decisions around kind of how they're doing and kind of making really subtle dose adjustments.
Gill has patients that live far away and need frequent appointments, so she connects with some via telemedicine. For these visits, patients are usually at a local clinic with an obstetrician. But Gill is limited in what medications she can prescribe during these appointments, so she often works with a local obstetrician to prescribe.
We're asking them to write for a medication that, based on our opinion, we think is what should happen. And so even though they might agree with us, it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Gill is asking the South Carolina Board of Medical Examiners for an exception that would allow her to prescribe certain types of opioids without having to see the patient in person first. Under current law, a doctor needs to see a patient in person to be able to prescribe certain controlled substances. Gill says she can get everything she needs from the patient if she prescribes via telemedicine.
We can ask the clinic to get a urine drug screen for us or to get some labs if we need it. We could ask them to do a physical exam or get vital signs.
She's also asking the board to allow her to prescribe Suboxone, a medication used to treat patients addicted to opioids that eases the symptoms of withdrawal. The Board of Medical Examiners considers each request exception individually. It has granted one exception for MUSC's telemedicine program for children in public schools. Doctors involved with that program can prescribe for kids diagnosed with attention deficit disorder or attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. Regulations for prescribing drugs via telemedicine vary widely across states. Latoya Thomas is with the American Telemedicine Association.
Our recommendation is to allow for healthcare providers to use these tools at their discretion, as opposed to arbitrarily and without evidence, just restricting how healthcare providers are allowed to use these technologies.
And doctors have different opinions on what's best. Dr. Stephen Gelfand is a rheumatologist in Myrtle Beach. He treats people with arthritis and other joint and muscle disorders. He's also a member of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. Gelfand believes, in general, doctors have been too quick to prescribe opioids, and he's concerned about allowing doctors to prescribe those drugs without seeing the patient in person.
Of course, the dilemma is when patients don't have access to any kind of medical care, what are you going to do, you know, and if they're already on opioids?
That's a question the Board of Medical Examiners will weigh at its next meeting in August. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan in Charleston.